This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Brady Harrison, the mother of Jack Nathan, who is the founder of Happy Jack's World, an online community and apparel brand focusing on mental health, mainly targeted at Gen Z and younger millennials. And Brady, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, who is Happy Jack? Give us some background on that.
Happy Jack is my son, Jack Nathan, and he was adoringly called Happy Jack way back when he was in a Pampers commercial by the casting director, because he had this big gaping smile and somehow Happy Jack stuck.
And that makes sense. And why was Happy Jack's World created? I'm sure listeners would like to hear more about that.
Okay, great. I would love to. Jack created Happy Jack initially as a means to channel his anxiety and depression. He poured himself into art as therapy. It was a safe haven and a safe place for him, a place where he was able to sort of escape his thoughts. He thought if he could somehow parlay his love of art and his means of therapy into a business to help other kids who struggled like himself, then he was hoping to, in fact, change the world. And since his passing about 2 years ago, we have impacted so many lives. And I, as his mother, am incredibly grateful for the gifts that my son left for everyone.
Well, I'm sure you are very grateful. And not only that, but I'm sure that Happy Jack's World's had a great impact as well. Now, any particular reason, this may be a bad question, but any particular reason you are targeting mostly the Gen Z and younger millennials?
We lost Jack when he was 19 years old. He went to University of Denver and was a huge part of their fraternity community, which is exactly where he started his brand, out of his fraternity dorm room, and all of his peers were the ones that he was talking to. He was encouraging everyone and anyone, you know, within his circle to speak out, to not be afraid to share your problems. And fortunately, more and more kids are talking about it today, including adults. But Jack was truly a pioneer at the age of 18 to be the mouthpiece for kids that weren't ready to share their stories or didn't even understand their emotions at the time.
Brady, I can't thank you enough for joining us here today to tell us about Happy Jack's World, and really appreciate it. Today we're speaking with Brady Harrison, the mother of Jack Nathan, who is the founder of Happy Jack's World, an online community and apparel brand focusing on mental health, mainly targeted at Gen Z and younger millennials, here on eHealth Radio's health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I understand Happy Jack gives back also. How are you doing that?
Sure. Jack, his original promise when he created Happy Jack was to better the lives of kids like himself. And in doing so, it wasn't just about speaking out, but it was making donations to fund access to mental health resources. Within the first week of sales, Jack donated $1,000 to the Child Mind Institute. Unbeknownst to myself and to his father, this was something he did entirely on his own. So this was the business model that Jack set up when he created Happy Jack, that he would sell product and take a percentage of those sales and donate, not just to mental health foundations, but to anyone in need, truly. And Child Mind was the first place to receive those donations, and we have since donated to at least a half a dozen foundations to honor Jack and to continue his legacy. And some of those foundations include Release Recovery, which is an amazing addiction and recovery program foundation, Active Minds, which is very prominent on college campuses, Born This Way Foundation, which is Lady Gaga's foundation, and other smaller foundations, Jane Strong, which is one of Jack's peers' mothers who survived breast cancer. So, you know, the recipients are all in need, and no matter what the foundation is, we believe that it always circles back to mental health in the end.
Well, I think it's fabulous how you're giving back, and such a legacy left by Jack Nathan through Happy Jack's World. Really, this is just fantastic, and there's such a need within the space, in the mental health space, that is, and especially the Gen Z and younger millennials, for sure. Lastly, what is your advice for other parents of children who suffer from mental health struggles?
Well, first and foremost, I would not brush it off if your child says that they're not happy. I myself am guilty of that. When Jack initially came to me and said he wasn't happy, I was immediately looking for the reason why. And the thing is, with depression, you don't always have the answer. You don't know why. It could be, you know, genetic, a chemical makeup. So, you know, I would say to take your child seriously when they say they're not happy. It's not necessarily because you didn't buy them the new iPhone. It's because something is inherently wrong within them. And, you know, I would also say to let them forge their own path in life, not necessarily force them into the typical 4 years in college and forcing them into corporate America. You know, Gen Z is very different than our generation. So it's to give your child space to be who they want to be and embrace who they truly are.
Brady, thank you so much for all you do and for joining us here today on behalf of Happy Jack's World. Hit that website where listeners can shop around and check out Happy Jack's World online.
Sure. It's happyjacksworld.com. And every design you see was created by Jack. So we only use his designs on all of the apparel, and we will continue to do so. As I said earlier, we are incredibly grateful for the gift he left behind, and that includes all of his designs. So I hope that your listeners purchase, because it's truly the only way that we can continue to make donations and all of us affect change in mental health.
And of course, that is an added special touch that all the artwork was done by Jack Nathan himself. That is totally awesome. Again, folks, it is happyjacksworld.com. Brady, thanks so much for joining us here today on Health Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome and honored to do so. We've been speaking with Brady Harrison, the mother of Jack Nathan, who is the founder of Happy Jack's World, an online community and apparel brand focusing on mental health, mainly targeting Gen Z and younger millennials. And again, for all the details, visit happyjacksworld.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.